Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
So I was driving in this morning, and I was staring up at the big old full moon.
Oh, beautiful.
So bright, beautiful moon. As I was driving into day 5,000-something or other at the radio station.
It's been that long for you.
And I was like, man, there's four people up there right now on their way to the moon. It's like, how neat is that?
Yeah.
You know, it's just hard to kind of fathom and think about that you got four people sitting on a little capsule zipping up towards that moon. And, you know, you're kind of wondering what they're thinking about, what's going through their minds. How nervous they are, how are they going to the bathroom up there, what are they going to see?
So many questions.
Like, what is that going to be like when you approach the moon so close that you're looking out the window and you're like, man, I could just reach down and touch the moon.
Yeah.
It's got to be the neatest feeling ever.
It has to be. And you're right. Even from, you know, Earthside here, that moon looks absolutely fabulous this morning. Like,
it's
beautiful. So big and bright and majestic. So you're right. It makes you, it gives you all the feels today
when we
think about some Americans and a Canadian, on their way to the moon.
At that point, don't you think it'd be almost a bummer that you're, like, you're so close to it? You're like, can't we just land on it for like 20 minutes? Like,
yes. Can't we just go say hi?
But that is definitely four people that are they're doing life right. You know, they are they're at the top of their game. You know, when you can leave the planet on a rocket and get up there and take a peek at the moon, that's that makes you feel kind of small down here on Earth.
It does, yeah. But there's there's a Colorado person who was an engineer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
With the moon launch, and so it's like there's a lot of people involved who aren't front and center, but still are probably feeling the same way. Like, we did it.
We got it.
So anyway, traveling just shy of 700,000 miles, setting a new distance record from Earth, surpassing Apollo 13's mark from the 70s. I pulled the kids together yesterday afternoon, and I had it going on the TV. I had something else on the laptop from NASA I was watching, and then I had a different feed on my phone. I was watching three different things.
Full nerd.
I went full nerd yesterday, but to me, it's like if you start like watching videos on how this is developed and built and everything that goes into it. Fascinating.
Oh, I bet.
It's truly fascinating. And then the countdown and then checking everything and then watching that baby, watching them light that candle.
Yeah.
And send it up in the air and you just see the power behind it. And not only all that, the patriotism behind it.
Oh, you know,
you
so
see
much.
That big old American flag up
yes.
on top of that.
Yeah.
Not going to lie. Like, I was pacing. I was pacing the room waiting for this launch. Because, you know, I wanted the kids to watch it, and then you're watching the commentary, and all these damn newscasters keep bringing up the Challenger. And the Discovery, and you're like, come on, not now.
I know, not the time, but it's hard not to think about that, because
that's why I was pacing.
The same mood way back then was everybody was watching with a sense of patriotism, and, you know,
that's
you're
what
thinking,
I felt yesterday.
And so, I understand why they would associate the two, but you're right. Like, let's try and keep it vibes only, right?
Let's sing good juju out there and, make sure this goes off without a hitch. And it's funny because as we were watching it and as it was lifting off, I was making the kids watch. I was like, how am I going to explain this if this thing blows up to the kids as they're watching this live?
Because
you think about that. It's like, what are you going to say to them?
Yeah.
But luckily, it looked flawless. Yeah. It was a great launch, and that baby went up there. There's some great Instagram videos this morning. A video from the International Space Station of the launch, and it just looks like a little dot. It's the neatest thing. It makes you realize how big this planet actually is, but it's a little dot, and you see it fire off there from Florida, and you see this little dot go wee up into the air, and then you see a little puff, you know, as it gets rid of the engines and it breaks apart and everything. It's like ding 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 ding. I was like, it looks so huge from the ground, but from space it's just this tiny little thing.
Yeah. Well, and then I didn't realize Josh said it was going to, spin around in the orbit for, 25 hours,
yeah, it hooks
hours,
the
right?
Earth. And it's the gravitational propulsion.
Yeah.
And it sends it off.
Into the moon.
And they'll do the same thing when we go to Mars, too. They'll hook it around the Earth or the moon, one of the two, and it's like a slingshot. It kind of just sends you off on your way.
It's wild, right?
It's really neat. And,
the math involved.
I had goosies last night as I was watching it, and I'm not going to lie. I teared up a little bit.
So
I was talking to the TV. My son was even like, stop talking to the TV. Because I kept going, go, 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 keep going. Let's go, go, go. You got it. It's going. It's going.
All you, boy.
It
all you.
It sounded a lot like my wedding night, actually, now that I think about it. Anyway.
Your wife.
You go, go.
Mix 100.
That's the same sound I make when I eat a Nachos Bel Grande.
Oh, yummy. Nice pull.
I shot Katie a picture yesterday, left the radio station, and I had a bag full of Taco Bell in the old passenger seat.
Yeah. Couple Mexican pizzas and some Nachos Bel Grande. Like,
so when did Taco Bell get so freaking expensive, first of all?
Oh, yeah.
So I rolled in yesterday. It was my buddy Alan's birthday, and he's a slut for Taco Bell. So I got him a couple of the Mexican pizzas and a Nachos Bel Grande. And then I was like, you know, while I'm here, I better get me a Nachos Bel Grande and a couple soft tacos. It was lunchtime, you know.
Yeah.
It was like $36.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, come on. Bring me back to 98 when we could roll through in high school and get like 9 tacos for $4.
I know. Well, everything not was anymore. Like 99
wow.
cents, right?
They had
like,
that 79, yeah. 99, 59 yes. cent menu.
No more.
Tells you how often I go to fast food, but I was like, I'm sorry, how much was that?
Yeah. No, it's spendy for sure. Like,
but once your lips hit that Nachos Bel Grande, all that kind of disappears,
I know.
Doesn't it?
You forget how much you paid for gloriousness.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, it was really good.
That cheese they put on it, I don't even think that stuff's legal, but it is so good.
My only beef was no Dr. Pepper there.
There's
Pepsi.
Well, you got to get
that
Baja Blast.
Well, yeah, you got to get the Baja Blast. That's what it is.
That's what you get.
My mouth is all ready for a Dr. Pepper, damn it.
No.
But it was a nice day. I got to spoil my buddy Alan for his birthday. I actually rolled in and I brought him a bottle of whiskey, too.
Aww.
So I got him a bottle of whiskey and a couple Mexican pizzas for his birthday, so. Good guy.
That's a good friend.
Look at me being a good guy.
That is very
nice
of you.
Even my wife was like, that was so nice of you. I was like, I know. I'm a nice guy.
Closet sweetheart.
Contrary to popular opinion. Good morning, everybody. We're Jeremy, Katie, Josh. Thanks for hanging out with us on a Thursday morning. Speaking of food, I do want to get into what happened to Katie, but I do have this story here, too, about the best April Fool's stunts that brands pulled yesterday. Some of these are really good. Raising Cane's said that they were going to be coming out with a chicken sauce flavored cola.
Oh, ew.
Fantastic. Top Ramen said that they have a collab with Butterfinger. So Top Ramen Butterfinger was going to come out.
I'm not hating that, though. You ever put chocolate on ramen and put it in the oven? Yeah. It tastes like a Kit Kat.
Can't say that I have.
It does.
That might be a cry for help.
That's the biggest Big Mac thing I've ever heard.
No, it tastes like a Kit Kat. You have to try it.
Ramen with chocolate?
On ramen.
How did you figure that out?
I can't remember.
Depression is what that is. They say it was going to be a peanut buttery glaze and real Butterfinger pieces that bring the crispity, crunchity goodness to your favorite ramen. That's pretty darn
There's
funny.
No fooling about that. They're absolutely right.
Like, guess what? This was fake, but you can go home today and make it yourself, Katie.
Going to.
You
can make it yourself.
Fool's joke.
The Keebler Hollow Tree toothpaste, the cookie paste, was going to be coming out from the E.L. Fudge brand. Nah, pass. Heinz Matcha Mayo. That was coming out. Baskin-Robbins said that they were going to be releasing ice cream soup. Red Lobster said that they were going to team up with Pop-Tarts to have a Cheddar Bay biscuit-flavored Pop-Tart.
Oh, gross.
That's fantastic. These are really good.
They're ruining food. Like, outside of that chocolate ramen, none of these will work.
Outside of food, there was a wireless provider that they're announcing that they were going to have a new fragrance called Call Own. And it was supposed to make you smell like your cell phone. I do like this one from Dude Wipes. They unveiled a new skincare product called the Butt Mask. It was the first targeted hydrogel patch designed specifically for your third eye. You just pop on the soothing gel disc directly into the target zone to enjoy 15 minutes while you doom scroll on the throne.
No more dark circles.
You know what? Again, that doesn't sound half bad after the Nachos Bel Grande. And then my personal favorite was the Grandma's Purse flavored Hall's Cough Drops, a nostalgic lavender and lint-inspired flavor. It tastes just like the bottom of grandma's purse.
Just a little bit of like perfume
okay, so
on
that's
it.
That's funny.
That is funny because I have purse gum that tastes the same way.
So the brands were on fire yesterday. These were really funny. So you got me going.
That's good
now,
stuff.
Now, Katie came rolling in today after I was talking about how magical the Artemis mission is, the Artemis 2 mission, and how patriotic and how powerful it was to watch that rocket go up in the air and everything involved behind the scenes and blah, 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 blah. Okay. She goes, well, honestly, I didn't watch it, but I'll tell you the biggest thing that happened to me yesterday.
Yes.
And it involved
one of the things.
What?
But yesterday I went home pretty much right after the show, so I got there at 10:30, and I walked in, and the first thing I noticed on my counter was my entire half gallon of half and half cream,
Katie,
sitting on the counter.
No.
I left my house at 4:55 yesterday morning, so beep boop, quick math tells me that that's 5.5 plus hours that half and half sat on my counter, and I know. You don't understand because I splurged for the Lando Lakes. I did because it's
somebody
a little
got
bit,
a raise.
It's a little bit extra for not the store brand half and half creamer. So I splurged for the Lando Lakes. I was so excited about it. And then yesterday, after using it one time, I just opened that yesterday.
No.
An entire half gallon of half and half creamer gone. But here's the thing is, so I just sat and I looked at it for a second because at first I put it immediately. I saw it and I put it in the fridge like it didn't happen. I was like, well, we won't tell anybody about that. But I'm going to make myself sick. Like, I cannot afford to get sick off dairy. Like, that'll do something to me.
You don't
want to
get sick off dairy.
You can't
Katie.
Get sick off dairy. That would be so bad for this whole show. I mean, I'm not even. No, that would
we
be a bad
We don't want
bubble
move. Guts on
we
the morning
We don't want bubble
show.
Guts from dairy.
Because we'll have to change the name of the show.
Yeah, JBJ. But here's the thing is I immediately, I smelled it. Because I was like, how bad is this, right? Yeah. I mean, it's not that hot in here. I smelled my half and half creamer. It doesn't smell like it's rancid. So
I think creamer's probably fine.
It's dairy.
I feel like they're good. Yeah, but it's
isn't
so
it funny
processed.
When you go into like restaurants and stuff and they've got the little containers
but
of the cream
different?
And the half and half on the table that's been there since the 80s.
I know.
You know,
I
for
know.
Your coffee. It's the little bowl and that creamer sits out all day, every day.
Yes. And so that immediately, that's where my mind went. I was like, is this okay? I'm not smelling like spoiled milk, you know? Like, that's the smell I'm expecting. 5.5
day,
hours
huh?
on my counter. So can I eat that? Because here's the thing, too. I went and bought new creamer because I cannot, again, afford to get sick off dairy. So I went and bought
How
some
much
new
was your
creamer. It was like $7.
Do you want me to give you $7?
No, it's fine. I need to learn my lesson. I need to put my creamer back in my refrigerator.
This was your big highlight
from
yesterday?
I have a checklist of things that I do before I leave the house, and now I just need to add creamer onto it.
This is your big concern.
Put stuff back into the fridge, Katie.
They strapped four people on the top of a rocket that could blow a crater into Florida if something went wrong.
Yeah, they did their job yesterday.
And they're going up to the moon.
I know.
They're
going to
be in space for 10 days.
I know. I wonder if one of them left their creamer on the counter when they left for the spaceship.
Can you imagine that's all that one of them was thinking about?
I'd be so mad.
Of like, all the time.
Especially if they splurged for the Land of Lakes. That's the real conundrum here. Come on.
Yeah. Tale of two different worlds right there, huh? Yeah.
I do have 2 half-and-half gallons. Or
I'm
going to
give you
$7. Are you?
So you don't have to worry about this, all right?
Oh. Well, okay. I win, too. Look at me like a rocket
you
ship.
You sure $7 isn't? Aren't those they like $5?
No, it was $7.
You're gouging me here.
Give it up, homie.
Why do I feel like this was like playing in your head as you walked out of Safeway with that jug of Land O'Lakes? Yeah. Feeling all badass because you splurged for the high-end half-and-half. You just like see you... Slow motion.
I do feel
throwing
kinda,
your shades on.
Yeah, bougie when I go that route. I'm not going to lie. Because I'm all about saving money. But every once in a while, I'm like, you know what? That half and half, that looks super good right now.
Give somebody the shooters. You walk out and you wink at them. Throw your shades on. Got your half and half. You get to your car and you buckle it into the passenger seat.
Yeah.
And you ride off all low.
put sunglasses on the creamer as well. We're just rolling.
A little gold chain around
yeah,
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Down I-25.
Holla at you, Land of Lakes.
I love lakes.
I'm coming for you, coffee. Watch out now. I can't give you too much crap. We were talking about how Katie left a big old expensive bottle of Half and Half out on her counter, and I was like, it's going to be fine. I think John even wrote in on our text line. He just said, Katie, it's going to be okay.
Is it?
It's going to be okay.
It's not a big deal.
But okay. I will tell you, like, I've done that thing where we've made, like, we've, like, doubled a recipe or something because we want to have leftovers the next day.
Yeah.
A big old crock pot full of chili or something, and you leave it on the counter to cool off before you put it in the fridge. And then I come rolling in, you know, at 4 a.m. downstairs, and it's still sitting.
You forget. Yes.
Yes. That yeah. is a horrible feeling. Or, like, after you go to a restaurant and you make the effort to pack everything up in your little doggy bag, and you take it home, and you leave it in your car.
Yes.
Or there it is sitting on your counter the next morning, and you're like, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, I still want to eat that, but gosh, dang,
you
what did
do
I
it.
Do? Yeah.
Oh, you turn into Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Again, you don't want to get the bubble guts. Like, that's the worst.
No.
And that'll ruin you for that food for a good minute, too. So that's why it's, you got to be careful.
I haven't been able to eat chili since 04.
Bad beans. Bad
yeah,
beans.
But that's the worst when you walk downstairs and there's a crock pot full of, you know, a whole nother day's meal. And you're like, damn, what a waste.
Yeah, especially when that starts your day.
Yes. Just a heads up. Today is a Rapids takeover day. Katie, do you have all the details on
sure
how people
do.
Can get qualified for that? Why don't you go ahead and do that real quick?
Well, all you have to do is go give us a follow on the socials. So at Jeremy Katie Josh on Instagram, all one word, and Katie spelled K-A-T-Y. You're in it to win it. We're going to pick one lucky listener, one lucky follower to score a 4-pack of tickets to check out your Colorado Rapids or take in on the Houston Dynamo FC on Saturday, April 11th. And you're going to be there. You're also one step closer to the grand prize. Everyone who wins those tickets, you're qualified to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Rapids 30th anniversary. So, yeah, Rapids taking over Mix 100. And I do believe this Saturday we've got another Rapids match we're going to be playing right here on Mix 100. So,
man, look
yeah,
at that.
It's a takeover.
I was reading the fine print on that, too. If you win these tickets, we actually give you a pair of shin guards to wear to the event as well, which is a lot of fun.
Just in case.
So smart.
Yeah, just in case.
Mix 100.
Real quick, though, Katie was just talking about what happened when she left the radio station yesterday and she was walking out with one of the sports guys next door at Altitude 92.5. Mark
yeah.
Mosier, good
yes.
guy. Voice of the Colorado Avalanche,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Mosier.
Well, Mark Mosier. Uh-oh.
We love Mosier.
He is one of my most favorite people here at this
yeah.
company. Absolutely adore Mark Mosier.
He is so much fun.
Great guy.
Yeah, I worked with him a long time ago, too, and he just has always been that stand-up individual. So
that,
yeah.
being said, he's absolutely disgusting. He's a gross, gross man.
Oh, my goodness.
Tell everybody on the planet what Mark Mosier yeah. did yesterday as you were walking out with him.
Yeah. So we're walking out the front doors, and he looks at me, and he's like, Mitchell, we have lost our vision. And I was like, what? Like, just such a random thing to say. And I thought he was going to get all philosophical and deep on me, right?
Yeah.
Like, and then he literally, we start walking out the door, and I look at him, and he blows the longest, juiciest snot rocket out of his face.
So it's the farmer's blow.
And it is hanging from
no.
the right nostril
no.
as
no.
he continues to tell me,
no.
no, not our vision, our dental. And I'm like, oh, this is an insurance talk right
now. So he's talking Benny's with you as
yes.
he's blowing
yes.
snot out of his nose.
Ah, and then he's like, we need to talk to HR. We need to talk to those HR people. And I'm like, no, I definitely
Mark.
Do, but I don't know how to respond right now because you have mucus coming
Was
from
it literally
your-
like hanging out of his nose like
yes,
3 inches?
The longest
Come
snot
off
rocket
it.
I've ever seen.
He is a
hanging
he's a pig.
From a face. And here's the thing. We've had the conversation before because when I go running, there's been a time when I've had to do a little farmer's blow into the trees when nobody's
looking. But you're
looking.
Alone.
I'm alone and I can't breathe. Like, that's it. But we're having
be
a conversation.
Be a gentleman.
It'd be like me being like, Josh, what you got going on later
and
today?
And you're all, be a gentleman. Don't do
no.
that in front of a lady, first of all.
Well,
do that in private.
He's a sports guy and he knows that
Ooh,
I've worked in sports for many, many years.
You're one
years.
Of the dudes. You're one of the bros.
And
no,
I get
still.
That a lot. I've been called a cool guy with long hair many, many times.
That's good.
So
be a gentleman.
I get that guys, especially who are in sports radio, they just feel comfortable with me.
And this is an office environment. We're not out on the field.
Oh, it was in the front of the front doors. Like,
and then to have it hang there while he's still talking to you. Somebody have a Kleenex around here.
so
here's
funny.
What I want everybody to do. Mark goes on the air here in about 5 minutes or so.
No.
I want everyone to pick up your phone. I want you to text or call 303-504-0925. 303-504-0925. That is the hotline to Altitude 92.5.
It is.
And I want you to call over there and just say, what do we want him to say?
Farmer's blow.
No, just say, Mark Mosier is a pig.
Oh, no. Oh,
and hang up.
And go, Avs, go. He'll like that.
No, say, love Jeremy.
I love Jeremy.
Call him. Say, Mark Mosier is a disgusting pig. Love Jeremy.
Go, Avs, go.
Call him. Text him. Blow up their phone lines right now because he did the farmer's blow
in front of
a lovely lady yesterday leaving a place of business.
Well.
Mark Mosier is a disgusting pig. 303-504-0925.
Jeremy, you're
blow up their lines right now.
You're going to start something.
Oh, it's already been started. 303-504-0925. Mark Mosier is a disgusting pig. Love, Jeremy. All right, update. Mark Mosier just got here. We saw him unpacking his stuff next door to Altitude 92.5. So, again, if you want to blow up their phone lines today because he did a snot rocket in front of Katie yesterday and he's disgusting. 303-504-0925. 303-504-0925. Uh-huh. Text them, call them, blow it up over there. I think I'm going to amend what I said. How about you say Mark Mosier picks his nose and eats it?
Oh, jeez.
Love Jeremy.
Love Jeremy.
Go Avs, go.
Go. And go Avs. Yeah. So. You guys can blow up their phone lines over there and just tell Mark he's disgusting, all right? 303-504-0925.
Love, Jeremy.
We briefly talked about this early this morning, but I did plunk down in front of the couch last night, made the kids watch the historic 10-day moon mission, the launch yesterday of the Artemis II. I'm mostly into it because there's a guy on there named Jeremy and a guy named Reed.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Which is kind of funny. But yeah, four crew members were sitting on top of that candle. They lit that candle. And everything looked like it went off without a hitch. Beautiful launch, powerful launch, very, very patriotic launch, in my opinion. And I was pacing the family room as we watched it.
It made you nervous.
It really made me nervous. I had three different screens going. Like, I was into it. And I was even yelling at the TV. At one point, my son said, stop talking to the TV. You're that guy right now. But
you were.
As that thing went up in the air, I was like, go, keep going. Yeah. It's going.
Let's go.
It's looking good. Let's go.
Well, a very successful launch. So, thankfully.
Beautiful launch. So, there's a... videos and pictures all over the socials today, so check that out. Tuesday night, is it Megan Thee Stallion? Is that how she pronounces it?
Oh, yes, I saw.
She got sick, was rushed to the hospital.
She did. Exhaustion, all kinds of stuff.
That's what it is. In the middle of her performance of Moulin Rouge, the musical, suffering from extreme exhaustion. Get in line.
I know, right? It's funny when they do say when that's what they cite as far as having to be rushed to the hospital. It's like,
Come on. Let's have her do morning radio for like 2 weeks.
I know.
Oh, I can't do it. My heart stopped years ago.
Did it?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Extreme exhaustion. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. That's why you're all crotchety today.
Yeah.
No, I'm just crotchety with Mark Mosier. That's it. So there's some rumors floating about for Taylor Swift and Kelce's wedding.
I love it.
This is coming from the very reliable Us magazine. And they're saying that their target date is June 13th of this year.
Yes.
Tied to Swiftie's favorite number. Likely location, Rhode Island, near one of her houses. There's a private estate nearby, it sounds like. They want an ocean view. Wedding style and size. They're aiming for a more intimate wedding, not a massive spectacle. The guest list reportedly is around 150 people. packed with A-list celebrities like Selena Gomez, Gigi Hadid, Emma Stone, and Patrick Mahomes.
Ooh.
And Carrot Top and Weird Al.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay.
I was like, wow.
Planning details. Swift is reportedly deep into dress prep right now.
I can't wait to see what she's wearing. You know it's going to be a showstopper.
She might be in final tailoring stages right now.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Anything else I want to tell you about it? They are planning everything together because it's a partnership.
I love that.
And I love them for their wedding.
I do. Well, I love... She, like, spoke about him at an award show recently, and just the way that she was talking and him receiving it and, like, I love you, babe, from the crowd.
I love you, too.
It is so adorable. I just love their love. It's so cute.
I will tell you that Kelce is planning a low-key bachelor party in the Bahamas before the wedding, and the timing is strategic. Before NFL training camp starts.
Smart.
The overall vibe for the bachelor party? Intimate, but still high-end and celebrity-heavy.
Oh. I love the way you're reading it.
I know. It's so,
of
like,
course, celebrity-heavy.
He doesn't hang out with the normies.
Like,
they say instead of Vegas chaos, Kelce is doing a golf trip with the boys.
Oh. Hitting the links, is he?
Anyway, That's fun. You're up to date.
Yay.
Yay. We have sports stuff?
We do. This is so exciting. As of yesterday, the Nuggets and the Avalanche are both officially going to be hitting the playoffs again. Let's go.
Yes.
Playoffs for the NBA and NHL both start April 18th. That's close enough. And the Avs and Nuggets are looking for that long playoff push. I am so excited for this. I can't wait. Let's bring two championships back.
Yeah. Mark Mosier.
Oh, yes.
He is.
Over at Altitude 92.5. And you should be messaging them this morning. Saying Mark Mosier is a disgusting pig. At 303-504-0925. Love, Jeremy. Let him know.
Go, Avs, go.
Go, Avs, go.
Also that. Do you want to head back to the early 2000s?
No.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. Come on.
I loved that time.
Nah.
That's when I really did tear it up at the club, and they have a new 2000s-themed bar going in on South Broadway
called
Good Luck Club. I know. I'm loving it so much. So the hospitality group that runs it is called Pouring with Heart, and they describe it as a place where cell phones get swapped for intense rounds of Uno and Donkey Kong on Nintendo 64, paired with cocktails that taste like sleepovers and movie marathons, but with better ingredients and less supervision.
This sounds like an article out of Us Weekly.
I love it. I love this. Like, again, I don't even drink anymore, but I will go here just to see the vibe of an early 2000s bar. It opens today off South Broadway. So it's called Good Luck Club.
I love that for bars.
All out about it. I really do. Like, I think this is going to get people down to that area in South Broadway as well because they're looking for, you know, more foot traffic.
I love it. You have to have the highlights in your hair again
and the puka shell necklace.
Did you say something about cell phones with this too?
Well, I was looking. It just said in, again, the description, it's a place where cell phones get swapped for intense rounds of Uno. So I don't know if they take your cell phones. But
I think it's probably not because they want to be on the gram.
Well, I think it's encouraged to not use your cell phones while you're there because
bring your Motorola Razr.
Yeah. We did. That's Nokia. What we had. Yeah. And it fell out of your pocket into the toilet. Every girl had to deal with that phone because it was so thin and little.
So thin.
Anyway,
girls are clumsy.
Okay. All right. How about this next story? The elephant at the Denver Zoo. Oh, it's capturing people's hearts right now. Okay. So someone recorded an adult male Asian elephant doing a circus trick. So literally a headstand.
What kind of trick?
Like a headstand. It's whole hind part of the body went up into the air. So it did a circus trick and people in the, you know, beginning, they kind of lost their minds a little bit. Like, what is that elephant doing? But then people felt sorry for it. Like, oh, baby, you don't got to perform no more. Like, they're not doing that at the circus, right? Like, the thing about circuses is they're phasing out the elephant entertainers.
Is that what Richard Gere said to Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman?
Oh, baby, you got to perform no more. But that's what people are saying on the internet.
How do we know that the elephant doesn't love it?
I know, but that's the thing is the elephant just did it because it thinks that's what's expected of them. But the thing about the Denver Zoo is they are so involved in, like, you know, conservation and protection efforts for Asian elephants specifically. So they just rescued this elephant that already had this habit instilled in him. And so they're doing what they can to help with their long-term survival. But it really was just that this elephant was at the zoo and somebody who was visiting recorded it and then posted it, and everybody kind of went nuts. Like,
so did the elephant do the trick on his own? Or
yeah,
did somebody...
on his own. No, exactly.
Then what's the big deal?
Because
he's into
people
it.
Felt bad for him. Like, baby, you ain't got to perform no more. Like, that's not part of your
Maybe
gig.
He was just showing off for snacks.
I know, and that's the thing. Is that, like, the
I
elephant,
do that sometimes.
But again, the elephant was trained to think that it needs to perform like this. And people, again, if you look into the circus elephant whole story, they are being phased out of the circus because it's
well,
not
it's cruel.
Nice
and
to
I've
the
seen
elephants.
Him hit him with those hooks
exactly.
and stuff to get
so,
him to perform. I hate all that.
So that's how he learned it, probably.
It.
We mean, we don't know the backstory
baby,
of this
you
elephant.
Don't gotta perform
you
no
gotta
more.
Perform no more. You can just enjoy your last elephant years, you know? Just, yeah.
But again, we don't know if he's into it.
We don't know. We don't know. Nobody, I don't.
He could have been choking on a peanut or something. He was trying to get it out.
He was doing the Heimlich
yeah,
to himself.
I gotta lean forward.
But whatever the case, Denver Zoo, just hats off to the Denver Zoo for always taking care of those animals the way that they do. I mean, they go above and beyond. So
absolutely.
Yeah, but this video definitely made
but
it
baby,
the rounds.
But baby,
he gotta perform no more. Okay. Do you want one more zoo story? Or...
They have like a leaky tank there or something.
They do.
I saw. What
so
is that?
The sea lion exhibit at the Denver Zoo. It looks awesome. I was just there when I did the glowing lights or the glowing wild. And you can walk up to it and its entire window you walk up to and you see all the sea lions in their habitat. It's really neat. But... kind of not. Like, they had to redo the whole thing, and they opened it to the public last May. And the zoo says this new exhibit that they spent $19 million on leaks, it rusts, and it is
leaks.
Not what they hoped for. So they are suing.
You don't want a leaky
yeah.
tank.
No. So the Denver Zoo is suing RS Architecture as well as Vertex Builders. They yeah. led the exhibit's construction. But the sea lions are fine, and you can still walk up to this window to see them and everything. But,
your shoes
make
might
sure,
get wet.
Well, they want to make sure the exhibit lasts for years. And generations to come, so they're trying to get ahead of this whole story. But it is really neat. Like, if you go to the zoo and see the sea lions, that whole
what they need to do to seal up those leaks on that tank is they need to get Mark Mosier from Altitude 92.5 over there to fire off a snot rocket into all those cracks and holes on the tank and seal it right up is what we need.
Is that it?
Maybe. Yeah, that's what we need.
You should go over.
Let's get Mark Mosier over to the zoo to get some of his snot all over that.
We are
exhibit.
Local, so there it is. Can't get more local than that.
No. So if you'd like to text Mark Mosier about that, 303-504-0925.
You're so funny. If he comes over here and just starts banging on
he's
the
not
window.
Come over here.
Oh.
So make sure everybody texts Altitude this morning and calls them 303-504-0925 and just give a shout out to Mark Mosier's snot this morning, courtesy of JKJ.
Mix 100.
Quick recap about Mark Mosier on our sister station, Altitude 92.5. Katie, can you just give us a quick recap on what he did yesterday with you right next to him?
I was walking out of the station with Moj, and he did one of those farmer blows. So
snot rocket.
Snot rocket. Yeah. Right there in the front of the building, was talking to me, like mid-sentence. And it was like hanging from his face.
It was hanging,
it was
you guys.
So gross. Like, I had to turn away, and I couldn't, like... I had to gather my thoughts for a second.
He's
and
gross.
No, but here's the thing.
No, Moj, don't defend it.
But I love him. Like, I love Moj. Don't and I've worked with him for a long time, even at a different station than this. And I feel like he's just comfortable with me, and he looks at me as one of the dudes. Because we did sports radio together. And so it just
You're
like...
You're still a lady.
And
we're in an office setting.
Yes, but,
and to do that right in front of you and then to have snot hanging down his face while he's still talking to you.
I don't think he meant to do that
he's
part.
He's disgusting.
I just think it happened. He tried to, make it through. And here we are talking about
it. Did he
it,
wipe it on his hands or his shirt? Like, and now I'm thinking about
I
his
think
hygiene.
He just, flicked it into the rocks.
Now I'm thinking about his hygiene, and you don't ever want to borrow his car because his steering wheel is covered in snot.
Mark Mosier is great. And that's the thing is I think he just felt really comfortable with me and felt like he could do something. Something like that.
Katie's defending his actions. I think it's gross to do that in front of a lady. It's disgusting. To have snot, to do a farmer's blow, and to do it at a place of business. Inappropriate. So here's what we're doing this morning. If you wouldn't mind blowing up the phone lines over at Altitude 92.5, their phone number is 303-504-0925.
But
hold on, 303-504-0925. Feel free to text them and call them right now. And let them know that Mark Mosier is a disgusting human being.
It'd be nice. Also say, go Avs, go.
Go Avs, go. And then just say, love yeah. Jeremy.
There you go.
You can text them. I exactly. would prefer if you called them. 303-504-0925. Blow it up over
no,
there right
little
now.
Little compliment sandwich, right? You have nice hair.
Quit
you're
defending
disgusting.
It.
Go Avs, go.
Mark Mosier is a disgusting
That's nice.
Human.
That's nice.
Go Avs, go.
Hey.
Love Jeremy. Okay. Don't defend it. 303-504-0925. Do that right now for old Jer Bear, okay? Love you.
Okay.
I love this kind of stuff.
I know
this is
you
like old
do.
School radio.
It really is.
This
it
is old
really
school stuff.
Is.
Speaking of radio and this here radio station, we got a very unique message in our inbox yesterday that kind of had me scratching my head. They're starting something here that I have personally never participated in, but I know it's a common thing at various businesses around the state. They want us to start doing self-evaluations.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a whole thing. We got a big, long email on it.
And it's coupled. It's not only the self-evaluations, but then our managers also need to evaluate yeah. us. And then we need to come together in the near future and talk about those evaluations. And I don't yeah. know what happens from there.
You see where you match up, see where you can improve,
yeah.
Things that you're slacking on, things that you're excelling at,
oh.
Which will be nice. I'd probably
I like
few, and,
that
few
one.
And far between.
What do you mean?
But,
come on.
But yeah, that is, that's weird. I have been here for a couple decades. I have never, ever had to do a self-evaluation.
Ever, ever. And it's like, I don't know if this is like routine and normal in regular office jobs, if people just do this all the time, but I've been in radio for over 22 years now, never, ever had
ever.
To do one of these things. So it is, all of us are sitting in here in the studio today, like, what kind of things do we say? Like,
well,
what
I
is
know
this?
My wife, I was talking to my wife about this, and she has to do it at work, like once a year.
Okay.
She does the self-evaluation. She's like, this is not a big deal. She's like, people do this all the time. I was like, I am so confused by
yeah.
this. And I was like, and who goes on? And, you know, you've got 5 stars. Like, who gives himself 2s and 3s in certain areas?
I know.
She said, and she's a stellar employee, also has been at her job for 1,000 years. She's like, I never give myself 5s. She's like, it's 4s across the board. She's like, I had a boss tell me at one point, you always just give yourself 4s across the board. Because you're not, like, bragging that you're a 5, and then you're not saying, oh, I'm a slacker at a 3. You're just... You're doing your job. You're well, a solid 4 across the board. And you know what I said to her? I go, screw that mess.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Well, because if you're not being honest, what's the point of an evaluation? If you're just doing what your boss hopes you do, then that's not a real self-evaluation.
I'm like, doing 5s all day long
well,
on my self-evaluation. If
you
there's
know?
An option to pencil in a 6, I'm doing that. And that's exactly what I told our boss yesterday, Big Rob. I shot him a message, and I go, what is this all about? He goes, you know what he said to me?
What?
He goes, don't worry about it. You're going to give yourself all 5s because you're so full of yourself anyway. Damn, bro. And I wrote back. I go, well, if 6 is an option, I'm doing that.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You jerk.
Where can you put a 10? Because that's this pencil and a 10 on this
yeah,
one.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
awesome.
So anyway, it's something we all got to do coming up, which is fine. It's probably good for the company. It's probably good for a lot of people to do a little self-reflection.
Yeah.
But come on. Ain't nobody giving themselves a 1-star.
I know. If you do, you don't like your job. Like, that's a thing. Like, who gives themselves a 1?
God, I dare you, Katie, when we do it, for you to put all 1s
down. Why
me?
No.
Well, I'm not doing it. I'm doing 6s. So you got to
so
be the opposite.
Ones?
1, 1, 1, 1, 1.
Katie, we need to see you in the office with HR.
So
right
much
away.
Room for improvement. Yes. So much room for improvement.
Mix 100.
I'm going to toss a category right at you. And you got to give me 5 things about that category in 10 seconds. You think you can pull that off? 91-1649 will get you into the Mix 100 studios. Who do we got lined up already? We got Miss. Good golly, it's Miss Molly. Hi, Molly.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. What are you doing this morning?
I'm dropping my daughter off and headed to work.
Yeah.
I'm Addie's mom, who she won the Best 5, but she encouraged me saying that I still have never played before.
Aww.
And we're big Avs fans.
Are you?
Go
yes.
Avs, go.
Go Avs, go.
We love that.
Right on. All right, well, let's see how you do today. I'm getting the Wayback Machine. I think I used this one recently, but I'm going to do it again here. In 10 seconds, please give me five brands with a person's name in the brand. Go.
Bobby something, Bobby Brown, Eddie Bauer, Ralph Lauren.
Sure.
Oh, man. Bobby Brown would have been right. It's makeup.
Is that what it is?
Bobby Brown's makeup.
Well, you would have gotten three then, Molly.
Yep. Oh,
you got me with
close.
That first one.
Yeah. It threw him off a little, but you were right.
So funny. Well, Molly, it was nice of you to get back in. You have a great little Thursday. Nice chatting with you.
Thank you.
Bye, Addy.
Bye. We got Carlo. Hey, Carlo.
Hey, how's it going? Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. We're Super Dupes. How are you doing?
Doing good so far. You know, about to drop off the kids off daycare and then head to work.
All right. Good for you. Go make that money, Carlo.
Yeah.
Awesome. Appreciate it.
Make that money. Are you saving up for anything right now?
No, just to pay bills.
That's
know?
It, huh? Good old bills. Yeah. I think I'm saving up for carpet. I got to put carpet in my basement.
Oh, I did that a couple years ago.
Oh, adulting.
Is that a fun purchase?
That's basically what's in.
Do we like that?
Yeah, now it is.
Okay. It kind of is, right? Like the smell of new carpet, you're like, man, you know.
It's soft and nice.
Oh, yeah. You roll around on it and you huff that carpet.
Dads talking about new
carpet.
Buddy.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah.
Let's go get a beer sometime, Carlo, and talk carpet.
Let's do it.
Yeah. We're talking shag, and I mean carpet, Katie. All right, what do I have for you? These are all so easy today.
That's good.
Right? Carlo's like, let's go.
Yeah, we haven't had an easy day in a while. Okay, so how old are you?
38.
Yeah, you probably know these guys. All right, in 10 seconds, give me five members of NSYNC. Go.
JT.
One. Come on. Come on.
Dang. That's the one I can think of.
And that's the big one.
Yeah, that's the main one, right? Timberlake.
That's
and then the
one.
Other guys.
Yeah. JT and the other four.
And the other ones. Well, we'll hold on to that one and try it again. But Carlo, nice talking carpet with you, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, same. You guys have a great one. Take
Later.
Care.
Bye.
Later, Gator.
Bye.
Crystal.
Oh.
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 I spooked you. I snuck up on you, didn't I?
It's you.
Ooga booga booga. What are you doing right now?
I am at home with my kids.
Are you? Give your kiddos a shout out.
So Kiara, Naya, and Esmeralda.
Beautiful names.
I love Esmeralda.
Wow.
So pretty.
Really pretty.
Wow. Yeah.
Like Disney characters or something.
They really do. Yeah, right?
Esmeralda. all right. What do I have for you? I don't know. Are you a car?
I hope something easy because I've been calling a lot.
I don't know what's easy for you. You know, I don't know what you know. So that's, I don't know. Do you know a lot about cars?
Not really.
Well, I'm giving you a car.
Oh, no. Try your best, Crystal.
So
you've got this.
You cannot name. You can't name any of the, you can't name the F-150 or F-250 or 350. I don't want any of that. But I do want five different models of trucks without naming the Ford F-1 lineup, all right? Five different truck models. Go.
Toyota?
Nope.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no!
Toyota would have been the Tundra or the Tacoma models.
Okay,
there's
yeah.
two there. Ding, ding. Well, that was really bad.
I always get the hard questions. It's
what
okay,
would
though.
You have liked?
That one was kind
like,
of hard, huh?
What would you have nailed?
Oh, Disney characters, for sure.
Oh, really? Just any Disney characters?
Yeah.
That one's too easy.
It is, but I love Disney. So.
But she would have got it. She's just being honest, right?
Yeah. Crystal, it was nice talking
thank
to you.
You.
Well,
okay.
Thank you. Have a
thank
good day.
Thank you. Bye, Crystal.
I would never do that one.
No?
That's way too easy. Never, ever. Hi, Taryn.
Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
Fine, how are you?
We're Super Dupes. What are you doing? Do you go to work? Do you make money?
Yeah. Yeah, I think you have to.
Right?
You kind of do.
Yeah, part of living.
Unless I win the lottery, you know.
Oh, boy, I wish.
Yeah, even then, don't you think you'd work, Taryn?
You'd never see me again, Taryn.
I think I'd want
to see. You know, you always say that you're like, no, I wouldn't have to work. But then I think after a while, you'd probably be bored.
I would miss this job just because it's kind of a fun, unique, kind of a cool job. I would miss talking to all of our listeners.
Exactly. This is my favorite part.
I would miss
it. Kind of like my side job is like security, so I get to work events. I find that fun.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't have to spend hundreds of dollars on concert tickets.
Yeah, yeah. You're there.
You get to pepper spray people every now and then.
Yeah,
you
super fun stuff.
You bust them in.
Tackle.
Yeah, tackle them. You bust them in the porta potties, making out.
Yeah.
Pat down, you know.
Pat down. Settle down. Whoa.
Get it, Taryn.
Whoa. Pepper spray
like
me
it.
First, all right?
Some like
some
it.
Ask for it. You're like, nah, not unless you do something. You,
I'd be like, hey, you missed a spot.
Right. Yeah. Take two.
There are those ones. Yeah. Now they come in like that.
Yeah, I bet.
They're the fun crowd.
I bet. All right, Taryn, you ready for some Fast Five?
Maybe.
In 10 seconds, Taryn, give me any 5 Disney characters.
Oh,
go.
No.
Oh,
come on.
Elsa, what? Anna.
Yeah. Come on.
Olaf, Kristoff, Sven.
Time's up. Buzzer hit. Buzzer totally hit.
You got 4.
Buzzer hit. You got 4.
Ben.
Yeah, you got the buzzer hit. You got 4. You totally got 4.
You didn't get
I said
it.
I never knew that one, and then I did it.
I know. You're such a stinker.
I'm a stinker. Taryn, close, but no cigar. Thank you for calling. Sure. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Jeremy, you're such a butt.
You know how pissed Crystal would have been?
I know. You know Crystal's screaming at her car radio
Jeremy!
Right now.
Jeremy.
I would have got that.
What's up, J-Bone Jason?
Hi, how you doing?
We're super dupes. How are you, sir?
Good. Man, that was a mean question.
Right? He came out swinging today, Jason.
I'm a prankster, Jason.
He
it
is.
Wasn't mean. It was just a little prank. I'm a silly dude. Great. I'm a silly guy.
That's what we'll call it.
What do you know about a lot, Jason?
What?
Yeah. What do I know about what?
Use your words, Jer. What do you know a lot about?
Oh, I don't know. Let's do Disney characters.
Yeah, Disney characters. There you go. It's going to be a thing now.
What did I say? What do you know about a lot? I got to start.
It was a word salad is what that was.
I got to stop huffing paint before the show. all right. Your letter is F, like a frog.
Okay.
Who's that in the background?
Oh, that's Mateo.
Hi, Mateo.
No help from Mateo. Your letter is F. Give me 5 things that you'd find at the dentist that start with the letter F. Go.
Floss, floor.
Come on.
We need a fluoride.
A filling. And feet.
Fingers.
And a finger. Yes, Mateo.
Mateo, you know.
A finger in your mouth.
Oh, man.
Jason,
thank
that's embarrassing in front of your kids to lose.
Oh, no,
but.
Stop.
Hey, buddy, have a good day.
You too, thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Mateo.
Is anybody going to win this today?
I hope so.
How do you pronounce this one? Is it Maciel? Maciel?
It's Maciel.
Well, I was way off. Hi, Maciel. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I'm ready to win some Avalanche tickets. I've never been to an Avalanche game.
Oh, it's a blast. It's so much fun.
You've never been?
So much action.
No. I wasn't really super into hockey, but like recently, my boyfriend and I have been seeing some games. So So I would be nice to go.
It sure would.
How long you been with your boyfriend?
We're going up into 4 months now. So
You guys a new boyfriend?
Yes. This would be quite the date too. If you're like, guess what? I got us, and then he's gonna have to
definitely.
Get you a
really
nice present.
That's the plan right now. It's
you guys gonna make out like crazy.
That's always where his brain goes.
Is he a good kisser?
Yeah, he definitely is.
Yeah, the way you said it.
Yeah.
What's his name? What's his name?
His name is Jesus.
What is it? Jesus?
Jesus. Hi, Jesus. Yeah.
What a what a sly dog that guy is.
Marcial and Jesus.
Yeah, he's amazing.
What's the best thing about him?
He tells me how much he loves me in every different kind of way every day. So.
Oh, Katie. Can you see a future with Jesus, Marcial?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Oh,
definitely.
I love this.
Like, I've had in the past where I'm like, oh, I kind of want to be with this person, and hopefully we get there. And with him, it's like, I'm definitely going to marry him. Like, there's no doubt.
That man's going to be my husband, right? That's kind of stuff you say. Yep.
Cute. You ready to play Fast Five?
Yes.
Okay.
My only request, keep it clean, okay? Keep
okay.
it clean.
All
in
right.
In 10 seconds, give me 5 things you love
Aww.
About Jesus. You ready?
Yeah.
Go.
He's kind. He pays for his mom's things. He also is responsible. He provides me a lot of things.
Oh, my God. You only got 4.
No.
Too much explaining.
I know.
You only got 4. That was a shoo-in.
His smiles. All we needed.
That was an easy win.
I know. And I caught
you.
Come on. I think I talked too much.
You talked way too much. You have a great day. It was nice meeting you.
Oh, Marcial, good luck.
Bye.
Bye to you and Jesus.
That was a win all day long.
Really
Nicole, good morning.
Oh.
Good morning.
Hi. Lucky you, Nicole.
God, Nicole.
Ooh. Okay.
Did
what
you
do
hear
I get?
That? Did you
yes,
hear that?
That was sad.
It was sad. And he sounds like such a good guy.
I know.
Nicole, are you ready to play Fast Five?
Yes, please.
We're just going to go right into it.
Okay.
In 10 seconds, Nicole, give me 5 things that you love about Jesus. Go!
His girlfriend, his hair, his eyes, his nose, the way he smiles, his ears, his feet are amazing.
Nicole. You just won Fast Five! I mean, come on.
His feet His was feet. My favorite.
You got to look at good-looking feet, dude. Oh, well, that's what happens when we go too long with this game. You get one
yes.
like that.
Man.
Okay, bye, Colton. Get out of the car.
Bye, Colton.
Oh, bye, Colton.
Have a good day, buddy.
Get out.
Get out of here. All right, Nick Knack, I'm going to put you on hold. Our producer, Josh, in the next room is going to come back and tell you how to get those Avs tickets, all right?
Okay,
right, hold
bye.
On. Bye. Oh. Bye, Colton. that made my day. And guess what? We get to do it all over again tomorrow morning, 7:30 with JKJ.
Mix 100.
This is the part of the show where we read a listener email that has come in to Jeremy, Katie, and Josh here at Mix. And then we throw open the phone lines and you guys get to sound off about the emails. Would love to talk to some of our delightful listeners today. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. If you want to sound off about Casey's dilemma, Casey says, hey guys, I've been dating my boyfriend for about 3 years and we've talked about marriage. We're on the same page. Everything is great. I've always pictured a pretty traditional engagement down to the knee, the pretty ring, the basics.
Okay.
Oh, how magical.
Yeah.
Bam.
A lot of girls do that, though.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I dreamed of it.
See?
Yeah. A lot of girls and Jer Bear.
A lot of people do that.
She says, last week, one of our mutual friends had a couple of drinks with me and accidentally spilled that my boyfriend is planning to propose soon, but he's not getting me a ring, but instead he's planning some big fancy engagement trip instead. Like, fly me somewhere beautiful, whole experience, big moment, no ring. Apparently, he thinks rings are outdated and a waste of money, and he'd rather spend that money on a memory together. She goes, I know engagement rings are expensive, but I also can't shake the feeling that I might be a little bit disappointed. And then she wrote, you guys, that's a quote, you guys, I feel stuck. On one hand, I love him and I don't want to ruin what he's planning. The fact that he wants to propose at all is amazing, and I don't want to seem ungrateful. But on the other hand, I want something on my hand to show off. That's what the ladies do, right, Katie?
Yeah.
So she says, what do I do, guys? Do I say something now, risk ruining the surprise, maybe ruin and hurt his feelings by telling him I actually want a ring instead of a trip? Or do I keep quiet, go on the trip, accept that this is his way of showing love, even if it's not exactly what I had imagined? She ends by saying, will this work for your show, Wants to Know? What do you guys think? Do I speak up or stay quiet? Love the show. And that's from Casey.
Oh, Casey.
Oh, Casey wants a ring.
Yeah.
So what do our listeners think? Phone lines are wide open if you guys want to call in. We love talking to you. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. The engagement trip versus the engagement ring. Is it a good idea? Should Casey speak up and say, this is not what I want. I want the ring instead. Now, from what I understand, I was actually just reading something about this a couple weeks ago. This is like a big thing amongst the Zers.
Yeah.
Is skipping the ring.
Yeah, and just making it about experiences versus like physical, tangible things. And it's like the whole younger generations have kind of have that thought process now, right? And it's funny because I've always kind of thought that way, that a ring is really just a symbol. I mean, it does represent your love. I understand why people want it to be beautiful and something that they love because they're going to stare at it all the time. But when it comes to what other people think about it, I don't think that that matters after a certain point. You know what I mean? So if you're doing it just to like keep up with the Joneses type of thing,
right?
That's where I think it gets off track a little bit. Look for what's good for you. But yeah, with Gen Zers, they're not just looking for the trips and stuff instead of the rings. If they are getting the rings, they're a lot cheaper. Like they're looking for the lab grown over natural, non-traditional choices. So not even just diamonds. So yeah, it's a whole new thing for the Gen Z crowd.
Well, this is definitely new to me. So if our listeners want to sound off about it, we would love to talk to you. I see the lines ringing already. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Should Casey speak up to her boyfriend and let him know that she kind of knows what's going on and she would rather have a ring, an engagement ring, instead of an engagement trip? Let's talk to Brittany, Yvonne, and Domlin. Here is Britt. Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
Hey, girl. So what should Casey do?
I think she should go on the trip and enjoy it and then buy the ring she wants for herself.
Oh.
Well, there is that. Yeah, if you want the ring, just get it yourself. That's not very romantic, though.
Well, the trip is.
Oh.
No, buying your big ring. What's that?
I got to pick out my own ring, and fortunately, my fiancé did buy it, but it was awesome to pick out exactly what I wanted and not have any hesitations about wearing something that I have a different opinion about the design or the stone or anything like that.
So she kind of gets the best of both worlds here. She gets a really nice trip. He gets to propose. She gets a fiance, and then she comes back and has to fork out $10,000 and get herself a ring.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I mean, yeah, but then she gets to wear this jewelry and tell everyone she's engaged and the amazing proposal story.
Yeah. Well, and Brittany, is that super important? Like having, you know, been engaged now and you're getting ready to get married, that ring in the story that's attached to it, is that important for you to be able to tell that?
I think the story is important because that's what you hold on to. I think the ring is whatever you make it. So if you have, I mean, a $4,000 ring, a $1,000 ring, a $20 ring, that's kind of what you make of it. But that story is what would be important to me.
Okay. Like that.
It was a romantic trip.
Yeah.
He spilled his guts and how much he loves me. And then, yeah. I think it's just the only thing I don't like is like when your girlfriends are like, show me the ring that he got you.
Well,
actually, I had to go buy it myself.
Well, no, but she picked it out. She didn't buy it. She just got to
pick
it out.
Well, Brittany was saying that she should go buy it herself.
But well, if she doesn't like the one that he picked, yeah, go get it yourself, queen.
Get you some ring, queen. All right, Brittany, I put you down to just go on the trip. And we got Yvonne. Hi, Yvonne.
Hello.
So what do you think old Casey should do about this engagement trip instead of the ring?
I think she could actually do both.
Oh, another both.
Another both. Okay, how's that going to work in your eyes?
So go on the trip and have a good time. And when he proposes, be very gracious, very happy. But when you guys go on a little excursion, drop into a jewelry store of a local place and just say, you know, I would like something just, even if it's a little ring, just something to remember this moment by and to show everybody that I'm taken by you.
Okay.
That's like that. Sneaky, and I kind of like it. You know, as long as we're just farting around town here, we should just stop into a jewelry store.
No, I love that. And like, Yvonne, you're funny. It's funny because that, it kind of hits on the head of what we're saying about the Gen Z crowd, too, is they're not looking for the traditional, like, $10,000 diamond solitaire. They are, you know, looking at the smaller rings that you'd find at a local shop. So I did that one.
And then you have the story to go with it, and you have a memory always on your finger of everything that you guys did on that trip.
This is the best call. This is such a
good
idea.
Good job, Yvonne.
I like it.
Yeah, I like that.
I got you down for go on the trip, but then be sneaky. Thank you for calling. You have a great day. Hi, Domlin.
Hey, Jeremy. How's it going?
Well, I'm super dupes, buddy. Let's get a dude's point of view. What should Casey do here?
You got to do the ring. I mean, the trip's nice. You're going to have a trip probably when you know, after the wedding, you're going to have, you know, the trip as well then. But I mean, with the ring, it's going to be forever as well. I mean, it's, you know, and then you don't have that awkward thing of, oh, let me see your ring. And, you know, the whole engagement part of it as well. And then, you know, what are you going to do to not stand up at the altar and put a ring on her? You know, it's,
I was thinking about that too, because you get two rings.
You do the engagement.
You get two rings. You get the engagement, and then you get the wedding. So
yeah.
Maybe he's just gonna lump it into one. Maybe.
Yeah, I think it's you know, there's a lot of Pinterest stuff. You can find what they want. You know, if you're already talking about it, I'm sure she's gonna like send you pictures and things and. You know, and get the right one that she would want anyways. But I don't know. I kind of feel it's more like the ring is for her, where the trip is for both of you. Mm-hmm. Is that, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, and even like, Domlin, when it comes to buying a ring, I mean, old school thinking is like months of wages should go into the cost of it, because that shows how important that person is to you. I mean, that really is like a sign to the woman that, oh my gosh, he did it, you know?
He's wooing me. He loves me. He's courting me. The whole gamut of emotions.
He loves me this much, you know? That's how you kind of gauge it. So I think when you take that away, there is some of that romanticizing that gets taken away.
And I'm so traditional. Like, this is so uncomfortable for me, like, because it's just so non-traditional, you know?
It is non-traditional.
And Domlin, I feel like this guy is so non-traditional, even when they're up there, you know, in front of everybody exchanging rings, he's not even going to have a ring then.
Oh.
Which, that's kind of the point I'm getting at.
He's going to give her a wedding puppy, is what he's going to do.
But, I mean, we could have a wedding puppy, too.
Do you take Casey? Yes, here's a puppy. Oh, my God, a wedding puppy. Thank
I
you.
I love puppies.
Oh, this guy.
Mix 100.
We'd like to send you on your way with a little something we call PMI. It's a positive, a minus, and something interesting. It's three different stories. That being said, I'm going to give you a bonus story today that has nothing to do with PMI, but Costco. Did you see this new bourbon that they have?
Oh, yes.
It's modeled after their $1.50 hot dog and soda combo.
Yeah, what's the name of it? It's really fun.
I got that dog in me.
Yeah. Yes.
It is about $90 a bottle, and I guess it's sold out in like no time.
Yeah, I heard people... scooped it up.
Scooped it up like a Costco hot dog.
Tastes like hot dogs. Who wants? I don't want that. Like,
put a little mustard and ketchup.
Yeah,
I don't want it.
What
no,
if you're
no, no.
eating like a burger or something, or you know, you got a summer barbecue going on and you have that type of meal? Brats, hot dogs, a burger. You're probably going to take a shot of this.
I just don't want my bourbon to taste like sodium nitrates. Like, I just want
like processed meats?
Yeah, I don't want that.
Like lips and you know what?
Okay.
They say it's 126 proof. And yeah, about $90. And man, people were standing in line to get this. I was at a liquor store yesterday actually buying some whiskey. the amount of flavored whiskeys out there right now is pretty darn nutty.
Oh.
Like, I walked in and they had a whole, like, shelf of, it was like, bubblegum whiskey and strawberry whiskey.
Is that the thing right now?
Chocolate cake whiskey. And I just looked at all that and I was like, man, that's a headache waiting to happen there.
I mean,
it's a sugary whiskey.
Pumped full of sugar is exactly what that sounds like.
So anyway, if you're into it, Costco's got a new bourbon modeled after hot dogs if you can get your hands on one.
Miss me.
Now, who's got the pee? Katie,
you
got the
pee. I have that pee, and it's very exciting because Baby Metal's coming to Denver.
What does that mean?
Okay, so September 2nd at Ball Arena. It's an actual group. It's a Japanese rock metal group. They've got some spunk, Jeremy. Like, here is their song, Karate.
Very similar to something that we had at my first dance at my wedding. Oh, yeah, this is good.
So you know what's neat about this, though, is if you go watch the music video, the audio in itself, I mean, there's three young women who are singing those songs, so just powerful voices, but also they're dressed like little baby dolls, like that's their outfit. It's all black, and then they do the little dance moves that the K-pop people do.
They're stealing my look.
Exactly. Like, it looks just like you. That's who I thought of when I saw the Baby Metal was, this is Jeremy's look, but it's a unique sound coming to Denver, and it just got me so excited. Like, just hearing it and
watching the music video itself,
it just brought me so much joy. So, again,
this
September 2nd.
Really?
Yes!
Oh, my God, I'm so happy right now.
Us.
Although, you are very much like me. I like this.
Yes!
Especially if I'm at the gym or running on the treadmill, I throw on...
See what I mean?
Like old school Korn, though.
Yes, Freak on a Leash.
Yes.
Like, this has a full sound that just fills your whole face, and that's what I like about it.
I love filling my whole face.
September 2nd, Ball Arena, get ready for Baby Metal.
Josh, what's the minus?
Be on the lookout for an alleged foot doctor, apparently, who is going viral on social media. He has, like, that POV camera, so you never see his face, but he goes around Walmarts and, like, grocery stores asking to see women's feet, saying, hey, I need to make sure that you can still walk later on in your life and check your feet. And then he basically lies to them and says, you know, your foot looks good or you need to start doing these exercises and stuff as they take their shoes off for him. And then he goes so far as to sniff their feet and make sure that they smell okay, because apparently certain smells can be a trigger to things later on in life that could be having poor foot health or something like that. So be on the lookout for this guy, because it's in Colorado going from Walmart.
Well, I am going to be on the lookout for him.
Okay,
it's a fake foot doctor.
No. A fake foot doctor, and we don't know what he looks like yet.
Sounds real to me.
It's just POVs of women's feet.
I'm going to go wander around Walmarts looking for this guy, actually.
Has somebody checked your phone? Jeremy?
Are you into it?
I know. Like,
I
want to
take it a step further.
I'm
like, I think you should taste my toes.
He's like, I don't think I'll walk either. Check again. Yeah.
So where was this guy? What location has he been spotted?
Yet. They don't know yet.
Oh, that's freaky, though.
So far, it's only been women's feet. But, Jerry, you have really nice feet. So
you
maybe,
do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he can sniff my
maybe
feet.
Maybe he'll check yours
nice
out.
Kickers there.
Yeah, get that big toe in your mouth. All right, let's wrap things up with something a little bit interesting. There's this startup called Reflect Orbital. And they're saying, get this, they want to deliver on-demand sunlight when it's dark out.
What?
What?
How do you
yeah,
do
how
that?
Do you, I'm like,
like with
the sun's
light
asleep.
Bulb?
I was waiting for the what? So what they do is they send up thousands of satellites with giant mirrors. And so then the mirrors reflect the sunlight down to Earth at night. This sounds like science fiction. So if it's, you know, 1 a.m. and you're like, dang, I could go for some sunlight right now. You open up the app, you tell them where you're at, you drop a pin, and in about 30 minutes, sunlight will arrive at your location. Isn't that neat?
No, that
is
sus.
They reflect the sun and right down onto your house.
Sus sunlight.
If you're looking to burn some ants with a magnifying glass at 1 a.m.
I don't like that.
Why?
We should not control the sun, period.
You're just controlling the light.
I know, but that, I don't think that there's any good that can come from that. I just don't think the sun likes it. It's already kind of finicky.
How about all these people that have seasonal depression issues, the sad,
yeah,
and they need natural light? You could right to where you're at.
There's vitamin D for that, too, though. Like, you should not mess with the sun. You know, I just think
that's being selfish. Why do you hate the sun so much?
That's selfish sun activity. I just think that that's silly. That's silly sun activity. Like, I just don't like that.
It's in the, you know, you're looking to get engaged with somebody, you can have the, like, right in that moment, have the sun shining down on you.
Didn't
guys?
Didn't the Minions try and, like, capture the moon or
they
something?
They stole the moon.
The Minions
this
right
is
now?
Like that. We should not be trying to control the sun. Like,
don't bring the Minions into this.
I feel like this is a bad idea,
don't you
guys.
Do it. I think it's a great idea.
I think it's a bad idea.
You're trying to make your point to the, like, the boss, and, you know, and it's night out, and you just, the sun comes down on you're going to make your point.
I don't think
it's very angelic, I think.
I don't think so.
Okay, never mind. Everyone else can use it except Katie.
It's sus. Come on.
You're sus, Minions.